Hey, this is Dan with Audio Boo number 34, Avengers 182. So picking up where we left off last issue, both Quicksilver and his sister, the Scarlet Witch, are both in comas that no one can figure out why they are. So, you know, this issue opens up and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are on this giant examining table. Dr. Donald Blake's look, I don't know what's going on. There's no medical reason for these two to be in these comas, but it's like somebody stole their souls. And then cut to another part of the mansion where the Vision, Iron Man, Yellow Jacket, they're all hard at work trying to figure out what's going on. And it's actually Jocasta who pipes up and says, "Hey, look, right before they both passed out, I detected this form of energy that apparently no one else did." So they decide to saddle up and follow this energy. And meanwhile, you see, you cut to this kind of flop house, this real scuzzy motel. And you've got the old man, the old bearded mystery man, who he's got mini Scarlet Witch and mini Quicksilver in these look like little bird cages, and but they're not mini versions of themselves. They're actually dolls. They're dolls, but the souls of Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch are inhabiting the dolls, and they're yelling at the old man, what have you done to us? And the old man's kind of delusional. He keeps saying, children, it's me, it's your dad, please stop, okay, quit horsing around, enough's enough. He proceeds to tell them his story. And this guy's name is Django Maximoff. He's a gypsy. And he belonged to this, years ago, he was, he and his two children, Anna and Mateo, were, they were all part of this big gypsy tribe, and Mateo could run like the wind, and Anna could, she had special powers, too, that she could do things, and Django himself, or the tribe of gypsies that they belonged to, had this sacred stone that also granted mystical powers to the bearer of it, and times were tight. Django did a couple questionable things to try and keep his family fed. Stole from some villagers and stuff like that. Villagers came after the gypsies. Django specifically. Django's kids Anna and Mateo panicked and ran off a cliff because that's the first thing you do when you panic and run away from an angry mob, and died apparently. So Django, in despair, it's years and years go by, and Django, he becomes a doll maker in this little Bavarian town, and then he picks up a newspaper one day and he sees Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver on the head, on the front page with the rest of the Avengers. He just knows that they're his kids, so he comes to America. Does what he does. Now he's, in his mind, he's got his kids back. Now this is what was interesting to me, at least. Pietro at one point says, "We're not your children. Our names are Pietro and Wanda Frank." And Wanda says, "Yes, our parents are the Wizard and Miss America." Now this is all news to me. I'm not like the biggest Marvel, historian, but that was news to me. So the Avengers track down the energy. Django whips out his stone and animates a bunch of mannequins to fight the Avengers. They defeat the mannequins. Vision blows up his stone. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, they actually harbor no ill will. In fact, they decide to go back to Europe with him because they feel that there's some interesting things worth checking out. So that's all for this issue. I'm Dan, and we'll talk to you next time.